I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I am here speaking with Craig Meeker with the National Sorghum Producers. Craig, can you tell us more about the 2023 production and yield increase?
Yeah, this year we had a much better crop than the 2022 season. 2022 was one of the historic worst crops in the history of sorghum. And so the Lord has blessed us with much better production this year. Still had many production challenges with dry weather persisting through a lot of sorghum country. But, you know, we've done well. The crop has shined very well with some of the drought conditions that have been out there. And we're just blessed to have had a better year than 2022.
Craig, can you tell us more about China's renewed commitment in emerging markets?
You know, China is a great buyer. Sometimes when they disappear from the market, it is a little troublesome with basis and with price for the commodity. But they have been a consistently good buyer and have had consistently good prices. Sorghum has been trading at a positive basis over corn in most of sorghum country for most of the year, and that continues to be that way today.
Craig, can you tell us more about expanding into new markets?
You know, as with any commodity, you don't want a one-size-fits-all or a one-place-only to go with your commodity. And so we, with our partner organization, the Sorghum Checkoff, are working very diligently to find new markets and better demand for our crop, so there's competition to keep that price up.
Craig, can you tell us more about the sorghum surges and human food market, the next-level marketing strategies?
Sorghum is naturally gluten-free and non-GMO, and it is a great opportunity in the human food consumption market for people who do have gluten intolerance, things like that. And it's a great opportunity for consumers to use a whole grain that is very good for their health and locally grown, and it's just a great opportunity for them.
Craig, you have 15 years of achievements. Can you elaborate on that more?
The Sorghum Checkoff has celebrated its 15th anniversary this year, and there are many achievements that they've made, getting all kinds of things through research and development, market developments overseas, feeding trials overseas, showing the ability of sorghum to be used in multiple different rations, whether it's livestock, poultry, catfish, and most importantly, at this point, human food consumption as well.
I have been speaking with Craig Meeker with the National Sorghum Association, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.